Devices become addictive and harmful tools. Today, devices originally designed for calls and music have become addictive tools that can even pose dangers. In 2016, New York Magazine published an article by Andrew Sullivan, where he used 7,000 words to explain how the constant flood of news, images, and online chatter overwhelmed him. You might recognize the symptoms he described: the constant urge to grab your phone to check texts, emails, or social media, the odd, dull feeling when you're not online. How did this happen? It's important to realize that the technology causing these issues wasn't initially intended for such use. When the iPhone first launched in 2007, Steve Jobs called it the best iPod ever, a cool device for calls and music. Andy Grignion, an Apple engineer on the original iPhone project, said Jobs wasn't interested in making the iPhone a platform for apps or games. Similarly, Facebook in 2004 was just a fun way to learn about friends of friends, not a major time waster or news hub. At the time, many college students found games like Snood more appealing than Facebook. When people first adopted iPhones and Facebook, they didn't expect to spend hours glued to them daily. However, the addictive nature of this technology didn't appear by accident. How social media hooks and keeps us addicted. Social media companies intentionally designed their platforms to grab and hold our attention. On a 2017 episode of Real Time, Bill Maher compared social media tycoons to Big Tobacco, accusing them of creating products designed to be as addictive as possible. Tech companies have been called out for exploiting the human need for social approval. A big turning point came in 2009 when Facebook added the thumbs up button, inspired by friend feeds like Button. This made posting an interactive experience. People started wondering how many likes their posts would get. Notifications triggered by these interactions encouraged users to keep checking in, driven by a basic human desire to stay connected to their tribe. Less is truly more with tech. Digital minimalism is based on the idea that less technology can lead to a better life. To protect ourselves from the tech giants who design apps to exploit our attention, we need a strong defense. That's why Cal Newport proposed the lifestyle of digital minimalism. Some suggest quick fixes, like turning off notifications on your smartphone. But Newport doubts these small changes will work in the long term. For instance, one author disabled notifications for 112 apps, raising the question, do you even need that many apps? Digital minimalism instead focuses on using only the technology that truly adds value to your life. Similar to Marie Kondo's idea of keeping only what sparks joy, Newport suggests asking if a website, app, or service supports what you value and does so better than anything else. He also recommends optimizing your tech use to maximize benefits while minimizing the time and energy it takes. For example, if Twitter is important for your career, you could use it wisely by setting strict rules: log in, do what's necessary, and log out. This approach worked for Tyler, one of the 1,600 people who joined Newport's digital minimalism experiment. Tyler originally signed up for social media to stay connected, entertained, and networked. However, he found that the benefits of social media were small compared to how much time it consumed. As a result, Tyler deleted his social media accounts. A year later, he's thrilled with the change. He now exercises more, reads books, volunteers, and is learning to play music. Even with these activities, he has more time for family and feels more focused at work. While some people say they can't quit social media, Tyler can't imagine going back to it. Digital minimalism, Amish wisdom meets economics. Digital minimalism is built on three main principles: clutter is costly, optimization is important, and intentionally is satisfying. These ideas are rooted in economic principles and the Amish way of life. The first principle is based on the ideas of Henry David Thoreau, who wrote about new economics in his book Walden. He believed that true costs go beyond the price tag of something. For example, buying a car to drive into town might seem convenient, but it also comes with hidden costs like the time, effort, and stress needed to earn money for it, maintain it, and ensure it stays in good condition. Walking into town might be the healthier, cheaper option. Apply this thinking to your digital life. Consider the real cost of your online habits, not just the time spent, but also the attention and energy it takes. Are you gaining anything, or is there a simpler way to achieve the same results? Manage your digital life. The second principle is about the law of diminishing returns, an economic idea that shows how adding more of something doesn't always improve results. For example, if you add more workers to a car factory, production goes up at first, but eventually, the workers start getting in each other's way, and production slows down. This idea also applies to staying informed. Reading just a couple of news sites might help you stay up to date, but constantly adding more social media feeds will only overwhelm you and make the information harder to manage. Instead of adding more sources, find ways to optimize your tools. Apps like Instapaper let you collect articles throughout the week and read them later, without the distractions of ads and endless scrolling. The third principle takes inspiration from the Amish way of life. The Amish don't reject technology, but they carefully evaluate whether it supports their values of family and community. If it doesn't, they avoid it. You can do the same with your digital tools. Ask yourself if a particular app or device aligns with your values and helps you reach your goals, or if you'd be better off without it. These three principles can help you take control of your digital life and focus on what truly matters. Start with a 30-day break, then reintroduce tools wisely. If the idea of digital minimalism sounds appealing, the first step is a 30-day break from non-essential technology. This isn't a digital detox, where you return to your old habits afterward. Instead, it's about stopping what you've been doing to think about a new way forward. During this break, cut out all non-essential technology, anything you don't need to function day to day. At first, you may feel upset when you realize how many habits you've developed, but many of the 1,600 people who joined Newport's experiment found they quickly stopped missing their phones or the apps they used to check automatically. When deciding what's essential, don't confuse convenience with necessity. For example, you might think quitting Facebook would hurt your relationships, but you may strengthen them by calling, meeting, and talking to people more often without social media. This 30-day period also gives you time to reflect on what's truly important to you. What are your passions and interests? What do you enjoy doing outside of the internet? This reflection is key for the next step, finding a meaningful activity to replace social media or other tech habits. The three key questions for reintroducing technology after your digital break. After the 30 days, you begin a careful reintroduction of technology, asking yourself three important questions about anything you're thinking of bringing back into your life. First, ask, does this technology support something I deeply value? If the answer is yes, move on to the second question, is this the best way to support that value? For instance, while Instagram helps keep in touch with relatives, using Skype to call them every Sunday might be more meaningful. Many people find that social media doesn't pass this check. If it does, then ask yourself the final question, how can I use this tool to get the most benefit and minimize any harm? A digital minimalist doesn't just use or avoid something. If they use Twitter, for example, they don't check it constantly. They may only use it once or twice a week and follow only the people who matter most. Leave your phone and walk daily. To avoid the negative effects of solitude deprivation, try leaving your phone at home and walking more often. Many life hacks and quick fixes don't lead to lasting change. While they may help you start a healthy habit, it's easy to quit when things get tough and say the fix didn't work. This is why digital minimalism suggests practices that create lasting, meaningful change. One of the first recommendations is solitude, which is harder to find with new technology. If you were born before the mid-80s, you probably remember life before smartphones. But for people born between 1995 and 2012, smartphones have been a constant. This group, known as iGen, spends about 9 hours a day on their devices. Researcher Gene Twenge has noticed a sharp increase in mental health issues among this generation, including depression, suicide, eating disorders, homesickness, and especially anxiety. What iGen is struggling with is called solitude deprivation, a lack of time without screens or outside input. This quiet time is important for processing emotions, thinking about relationships, and finding clarity. Find solitude in a busy world. Solitude is easy to find. You can experience it even in busy places like a crowded cafe or subway, as long as you're alone with your thoughts. Next time you head out, try leaving your phone at home. If you remember life before smartphones, you know it's not dangerous or crazy to do this. If you're worried about emergencies, you can always keep your phone in your glove compartment or somewhere it's not easy to reach. Another great way to find solitude is by going on long walks. Many famous thinkers, like Thoreau, Rimbaud, Rousseau, and Nietzsche, believed walking sparked their best ideas. Just remember, leave the earbuds and screens at home. Stop scrolling and set times to text and call. To feel less lonely, stop endlessly scrolling and instead schedule times for texting and calling. Our brains have developed over thousands of years to handle real social connections. It's only natural that this brain wouldn't be satisfied with just emojis and hashtags. Research from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine shows that the more time you spend on social media, the more likely you are to feel lonely. So, the next step in reducing digital noise is to stop clicking like and avoid leaving shallow comments like "you're so cool" or "love it." These aren't meaningful interactions and shouldn't replace real conversations. Save your thoughts for when you call or meet your friend in person, where true connection happens. If you're concerned that friends might think it's odd you're quiet on social media, just let them know you're taking a break from these types of interactions. And don't forget, visiting a friend and bringing food will mean much more than 100 likes. The power of real conversations. Less time on social media leads to a richer social life because you're more likely to have real conversations with people. The same applies to texting, messaging, or emails. A phone call is always more rewarding than any emoji. Texts are great when you need quick information, like being late for a meeting, but using them as your main form of communication can make you feel more isolated. A helpful tip from a Silicon Valley executive is to set regular conversation hours. He tells people that any weekday at 5:30 p.m., they can call him to talk about anything. This reduces the urge to keep texting back and forth. You can apply this to your own life, to invite friends to meet you for a real conversation at your favorite coffee shop, for example. Just make time for face-to-face chats and you'll feel more connected. Choose challenging hobbies and plan simple fun. To truly enjoy your free time, focus on engaging in more demanding and meaningful hobbies while scheduling less productive activities. It's important not to overlook the value of quality leisure time. As the philosopher Aristotle said, "To live a good life, we need time to reflect and enjoy activities for our own sake." As Aristotle expert Kiran Setia explains, activities that bring personal joy are crucial to living a fulfilling life. He calls these high-quality leisure, while digital distractions like social media and mindless watching are examples of low-quality leisure. Digital minimalism encourages us to make more space for high-quality activities by limiting time spent on low-quality ones. High-quality hobbies often involve physical effort, which can be more rewarding than it sounds. British writer Arnold Bennett pointed out that the harder you work at your leisure activities, the more satisfaction and energy you gain. Working with real, tangible objects is also important, as noted by Gary Rogowski in his book Craftsman. So, endlessly scrolling on a small screen isn't likely to be a fulfilling activity. Engage with the physical world. One key lesson from digital minimalism is to engage with the physical world, learning skills and creating things of value. Technology can be helpful in this process, too. With so many tutorials on YouTube, you can spend a rewarding weekend building a wooden headboard or learning basic carpentry skills. You can also set fun goals, like learning the guitar parts to 5 Beatles songs for a mini concert at a friend's barbecue in 3 weeks. Deadlines like these can keep you motivated and make your leisure time more rewarding. Instead of going cold turkey and completely avoiding low-quality leisure, it's better to schedule specific times for these activities. Trying to quit completely can lead to falling back into old habits. Instead, plan to spend a few hours on low-quality activities in the evening or on weekends, and use the rest of your free time for high-quality hobbies. Over time, you'll notice the difference in how you feel, and digital distractions will become less tempting. Attention resistance recommends simpler phones and devices. The attention resistance is a movement that focuses on taking back control of our time and focusing on tech companies that profit from stealing our attention. In today's world, many people are constantly glued to their smartphones and social media. Digital minimalism, the idea of reducing screen time, might seem extreme, but it's part of a larger trend called attention resistance. The attention economy refers to how tech giants like Facebook make money by keeping people hooked. Similar to how tabloid newspapers in the 1800s attracted readers to sell their attention to advertisers, today's tech companies get rich by keeping users' attention for as long as possible. The more attention they get, the more money they make from ads. Attention is now more valuable than oil, with companies like Google and Facebook worth billions of dollars. Because so much money is involved, These companies use powerful methods to keep you distracted, often exploiting human weaknesses. This is why people are fighting back. Reclaim focus by downgrading devices. One way the resistance does this is by downgrading their phones. If you see someone using a flip phone from the early 2000s, they may be part of this movement, choosing to disconnect from the attention economy. Another strategy is to make computers simple, single-purpose devices, just like the early Macs and PCs. Software like Freedom helps people block distractions by limiting their computer's functions. Some may think it's a mistake to turn a computer into a single-function tool, but in reality, it can make you more productive. A computer doesn't need to run multiple programs at once to be powerful. By using it in a more focused way, you can do more with less distraction. With digital minimalism and the growing resistance, you can regain control of your attention and concentrate on what truly matters. Key points. 1. Social media and tech companies design apps to keep users hooked for profit. 2. Digital minimalism encourages using only the tech that truly adds value to your life. 3. Taking a 30-day break from non-essential tech helps you rethink your digital habits. 4. Ask if the technology supports your values before reintroducing it into your life. 5. Prioritize real conversations over texting and social media for stronger connections. 6. Engage in physical hobbies to find more satisfaction than digital distractions. 7. Join the attention resistance by downgrading your devices to reclaim focus.